Hello, everybody, and welcome to Los Fanboys by the Numbers, where every single Monday I talk about this past weekend at the box office. So I guess, really, without further ado, let's jump right into what hit it big at the box office and what not as much. So let's talk first about what came out. We have The Upside, which is sort of the heartfelt comedy, starring Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston. Also, A Dog's Way Home, sort of the Homeward Bound type movie. And then Replicas, starring Keanu Reeves. Those were the big three ones to come out this weekend. So how did they all do? Well, let's go ahead and run down the top 10. And then we'll dig deeper into, you know, all of the important aspects here. Number one, we have The Upside with $19.6 million. Number two, Aquaman, $17.3 million. Number three, A Dog's Way Home, $11.3 million. Number four, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, $9 million. Number five, Escape Room, $8.9 million. Number six, Mary Poppins Returns, $7.2 million. Number seven, Bumblebee, $6.8 million. Number eight, On the Basis of Sex, $6.2 million. Number nine, The Mule, $5.5 million. Number 10, Vice, $3.3 million. Just as a reference, Replicas placed at number 12 with $2.5 million. That one, yeah, that's not too great. I don't know the budget of this movie, so it's hard to say just how successful it is, but I mean, chances are it's fairly low budget, but $2.5 million sounds like a really, really big disappointment. At least without any other information, it seems pretty disappointing. So sort of the big one for me, you know, The Upside, yeah, it seems like a pretty big success considering its budget. It'll make its money back unless something crazy happens or unless it slows down tremendously. People really liked it. They gave an A Cinema score. And A Dog's Way Home, also pretty successful. $18 million budget, $11.3 million at the box office. So yeah, well on its way to making money as well. People gave it an A- Cinema score, meaning that, yeah, they liked it. Good for them. Sort of the big headline maker here this week is Aquaman. Aquaman broke $1 billion. It is the first DC Extended Universe movie to actually break $1 billion. Can you believe that? Man of Steel didn't break it. Batman v Superman didn't break it. And even Wonder Woman didn't make it. Like, this is amazing. In all honesty, this is kind of really amazing because the hero that no one really expected to do much managed to do better than everyone else could have expected. Now, granted, it is worth pointing out and remembering that a lot of it has to do with overseas and how well it's done overseas, but still, you can't really take away any victory for it. But I'm also think it's worth noting that it could very well become the highest grossing DC movie of all time. The Dark Knight Rises had $1.084 billion, and the Aquaman is $1.02 million at this point. So yeah, I think it's very possible it could be the most successful DC movie of all time. Can you believe it? Aquaman, the most successful DC movie in the history of DC. Mind blown. That's, wow. Could not have seen that coming. I don't care who you are. You could not have seen that coming. Could not have seen it coming. Good for them. They deserve this win after all of the shit they've been getting. But, you know, I mean, I guess it depends on your opinion of the movie. Do you think the movie warranted this? You can let us know in the comments. Another comic book movie to look at is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. The movie didn't do a whole lot of business as far as this previous weekend. It did $9 million, which is, you know, it's fine. It's not amazing, though. But yeah, it looks like, given into account all of the worldwide total, it's broken $300 million worldwide. I think it deserves a lot more than that, and I know I've said that in the past. It is an amazing movie. It deserves all of the recognition it's getting. But yeah, $90 million budget, $300 million made. Yeah, it's made back its money. It's made some cash for Sony, which is great to hear. As much as we like to give Sony shit for some of the shit they pull, including, you know, going forward with the Venomverse, and, you know, this Venom is doing pretty well for itself as well. It did really well for itself in terms of box office, and also a lot of people actually seem to like it. So they seem to be doing pretty well, even though we kind of just want them to sort of acquiesce to Marvel Studios, because that's kind of, we love Marvel Studios. You know, it's annoying that they're not completely acquiescing, even though they're allowing Spider-Man to play in that universe. But whatever, I like to see good movies and unique filmmaking get rewarded, so fuck it, right? The other movie I want to talk about is Bumblebee. As I mentioned before, this movie is not doing really well in terms of box office. $364 million worldwide. It had a $135 million budget. I guess it's getting there. It could very well be approaching profitability, but it is, once again, I hope the studio realizes that it has more to do with the previous film and not as much to do with this film. Plus, it opened up with some really stiff competition, and they did not set this movie up to succeed in terms of who it was opening up against. So that's worth remembering as well, in addition to the negative spiral that the franchise has been going down since the very first one, way back in, I think it was 2005 or 2006. What else do we have on here? Bumblebee, Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins Returns. Oh yeah, this one was actually doing pretty well for itself. It kind of started off soft, but has since made up quite a bit. It made $287 million worldwide. Its production budget, $130 million worldwide. Probably not profitable just yet, but potentially could get there. Considering how soft it started, though, this is pretty big stuff. I also want to take a look at Ralph Breaks the Internet, which is at number 14. Made $434 million worldwide. It has finally surpassed its original. Not really, only in terms of the domestic total. It surpassed it just by like under $1 million. And in terms of the worldwide, it's still behind by about, let's see here, 45, 55, 65, about $35 million or so, or $36 million. So it still has a little bit to go. Will it make it? Well, considering worldwide, it made $17.6 million. It'll be close, probably not. But probably still a profitable movie for Disney. Probably. Once again, a lot of these things, it's really difficult. It's kind of impossible, unless it's kind of a breakout hit, to know how profitable something is, because yes, we know the production budget, but we don't really know how much money they're putting in the marketing. So it's really hard to tell what actually is being spent on these movies. And then you have to take into account a rough estimate of what the theater gets, because obviously they get a cut of the movie, and actually as weeks go on, they get a bigger and bigger cut of the movie. So if it starts off with a soft opening but then makes, you know, 10 times that amount in its 10th weekend at the box office, the theaters or the studios aren't going to be seeing a lot of that money. So yeah, that's worth taking into consideration as well. So that's why it's never a sure thing in terms of what we're looking at, in terms of what we could declare a box office success, unless it's like really obvious that it made a lot of money. That about wraps up this weekend at the box office. Coming out this coming weekend, we have Glass, the big M. Night Shyamalan movie, which unfortunately isn't really getting reviewed too well by critics, but it doesn't have a lot of competition, and audiences really seem to want to like this movie. I'm on that boat as well. Our critic is reviewing it tomorrow, or he's seeing it tomorrow. We'll probably get it up on Wednesday. Maybe even Tuesday night. We'll see what time allots us. But yeah, like, I still want to love this movie. I am a M. Night Shyamalan fan. I have been. I liked probably a couple more movies than most people do. So you could take with that what you will. I'm usually totally okay with giving in to his weird little writing quirks and stiff delivery and all that, just because it's so unique. But yeah, we'll see if I'm able to fall into that same category this coming weekend at the box office, because I'm definitely going to be seeing this movie. But what about you? What did you think of all of this stuff this past weekend? Are you happy to see Aquaman breaking $1 billion and potentially going on to beat The Dark Knight Rises? Let us know in the comments down below. Anyways, thanks so much for listening. Remember, check back in this coming Friday for our actual standard episode of Los Fanboys, where we review the past week in film and TV news. In terms of LRM ranks it, and I'd buy that for a dollar, keep an eye on those. We may or may not be able to release them depending on our own Kyle Malone, what he is able to do in terms of production. He had some stuff hit, so we're going to play it by ear. But if nothing else, next week, we'll be back and running if we aren't this week. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see y'all next time. Until then, adios.